Welcome to Lesson 4 of How to Understand the Qur'an series. We're now well over half of the word lists for the first 50% of the Qur'anic vocabulary, with only 3 more lists to go. Make sure to check out and study the previous lessons before proceeding with this one. And today's list is about prepositions of place in the Holy Qur'an. So, let's get started. And the first word we have today is فوق, which means above, over, or on. And the opposite is تحت, and it means under or below. Next word is يمين, and it means right or right hand. And the opposite is شمال, and it means left. Next word is بين, and it means between. Next word is بين أيدي or بين يدي. And these two mean in front of. Next is خلف, and it means behind or successor. Next word is وراء, and it means behind or beyond. Next word is حول, and حول means around or year. Next word is حيث, and حيث means wherever. Last word is أينما, and أينما means wherever. And now it's time to remind you to keep track of the previous lists that we have learned before, because we will be highlighting them as we go through these new words as well. So the first word that we're going to focus on today is فوق, which means above, over, or on. And it is, of course, important to notice that فوق, or above, has a literal and figurative meaning. The literal meaning will refer to a place. Something is above something else. But the figurative meaning will refer to a difference in position. So not really related to place, but in position or worth. Let's have a look at these examples to see how it is used literally and figuratively. إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا تأكل الطير منه وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة ورفع بعضكم فوق بعض درجات ليبلوكم فيما آتاكم. Next word is تحت, and it means under or below. And unlike فوق, تحت only refers to a location, so it only has a literal meaning in the Holy Quran, like these examples.
قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّنْ فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ.
Another example.
فناداها من تحتها ألا تحزني قد جعل ربك تحتك سريا.
The next word is يمين, and as we said before, it means right or right hand, like in these examples.
لقد كان لسبأ في مسكنهم آية جنتان عن يمين وشمال قالوا إنكم كنتم تأتوننا عن اليمين.
Next is the opposite of yamin, and it is shimal, and it is left. And it is used in these examples.
لقد كان لسبأ في مسكنهم آية جنتان عن يمين وشمال إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد.
It is also important to notice that mostly yamin and shimal are mostly used in combination. Next word is bain, and bain means between or among. And for those who don't know, in English we make a difference between between and among. Between when it is about two objects, and among if it is more than two objects. In Arabic, however, we don't make any difference in using between or among. Both of them are translated into the same word, and that is bain. Like in these examples.
كي لا يكون دولة بين الأغنياء منكم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى.
The next word is بين أيدي or بين يدي. And I chose to highlight them together at the same time because they mean exactly the same thing, and it is in front of. And literally, baina, as we have just learned, means between, and aidi or yaday means hands. So when you literally translate it, it would mean between your hands, which is something that is in front of you. And it is quite often used in the Holy Quran, like in these examples.
يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ.
Next is the preposition خَلْف. And خَلْف, as we said, means behind, but it also means a successor. So it is basically someone who is coming after, like in these examples.
يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم.
Here we see that it is used as a literal preposition. بين أيديهم, we know that this word already means in front of, and خلفهم is behind them. Now notice how the word will be used a little bit differently in the coming example.
فاليوم ننجيك ببدنك لتكون لمن خلفك آية.
Here we see that the word خلف doesn't exactly mean behind, but it means people who would come after, and these are the successors. The next word is وراء, and it means behind or beyond, like in these examples.
وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُنَّ مَتَاعًا فَاسْأَلُوهُنَّ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقَ وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبَ فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ.
As we notice, the word وَرَاء contains a مَد متصل, which means every time you pronounce it, you will have to extend 5 حركات. And if you want to learn more about مَد and how you should do it, check out this video on the top right corner. I will leave the link in the description as well. Next word is حول. حول means originally around, something that goes in a circle. And that's why it also has the meaning of a year, because you basically go in a circle. You start at a month and then you would end and then start at the same month again, going in circles. So that's why it has the same word. Let's look at these examples to see how it is used in context.
وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِّينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَلِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا وَصِيَّةً لِأَزْوَاجِهِمْ مَتَاعًا إِلَى الْحَوْلِ غَيْرَ إِخْرَاجٍ.
Next is the word حَيْثُ. And حَيْثُ is a preposition that means wherever. Like in these examples.
وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطَرَهُ.
Next word is أَيْنَمَا. And as we learned last time, أَيْنَمَا means wherever. Let's see some examples to see how it is used in context.
أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَهُ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ.
Finally, I gotta remind you to check the memorized list in the description so that you can study the words effectively. Also, the PDF file is as usual in the description, and this time I added another file with a white background for those people who are interested to print the handout without using too much ink. You'll find both files in the description. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And please subscribe to my channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in Lesson 5.